forget the sword. It's gone and that's that. You're lucky he didn't break your neck for sheer amusement. You did the only sensible thing.
Some prince I've turned out to be.
My mother told great tales to me to soothe me when I cried. She sang of princes brave and bold until the day she died. And then my father couldn't find the time to guide my way. He packed me up and sent me off out to the world one day. As time goes by, my mother's tales don't soothe me as before. I'll never let another see my tears fall anymore. Now that I'm grown, I won't wait for a prince. I know that I'm alone. I haven't looked back since. Try another girl, try and find her soon. A handsome prince could sweep right in and whisk her to the moon. But I am not the kind of girl to fight for or defend. I don't need a prince, I only need a friend. All the things I own carried in a sack. The home I had has disappeared. I'll never journey back. So I don't need the silk and gold that princes like to give. I don't need a prince, I need a place to live. A prince could never see beyond a poor girl's ragged skin. A prince would never look beyond to the girl who hides within.
It's time I sent you back to the village. I'm sure this is more than you bargained for.
That's okay. In case you haven't noticed, I ran away from Fatjoy.
You left your master without permission?
He thinks I'm with you. By the time he figures I've gone for good, I'll be far from his reach.
You've committed a serious crime. That joy is your master.
And he plans to bestow a great honor upon me by installing me in his bedchamber. And that's an honor I can do without.
I understand. But the law is the law.
Young lord, the law is what you say it is.
As I was just about to say. Mafu, we'd better move on in case Natha comes back for second helpings.
Too full of pride, and if one tried to rescue me, I'd only run and hide. But never think this kind of life's as bad as it may seem. I don't need a prince, and I don't need to dream. So I will never waste a wish upon a falling star.
You are.